Inspired me to take up the mandolin. Music of Bill Monroe and his disciples, of which I'm proud to call myself one of Bill's disciples. disciples, and I noticed early on that Bill wrote a lot of original mandolin tunes, as did Frank Wakefield, Jesse McReynolds, Bobby Osborne, so I figured I had to do that myself as well. So I wrote my first tune, deliberately, and finished it, and then went to name the tune. Well, I found a map of Tennessee, and found a place called Cedar Hill. So I called my first tune Cedar Hill. And about a week later, I wrote my second tune, and didn't know what to call it, so I reached under the bed, looked for that map of Tennessee, but it was no longer there. So the name of this tune is Fanny Hill.